This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember when Houston had the flooding and there were pictures of sharks in the neighborhood? You know, and people fleeing from sharks or riding a shark in the flood, and those were fake. There were no sharks that were in Houston after the, not that I know of, floating around and swimming around neighborhoods. I think that was completely debunked. But I gotta tell you, they photoshopped these sharks in pretty good. Well, this next story is not a fake meme or photoshopped. Apparently, in Houston, there was a cow and there was an alligator in separate incidences that caused traffic to stop because they just wanted to be out there and do their thing. Unfortunately, it's pretty dangerous. So Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez tweeted that a livestock unit was on the way to Interstate 10 Wednesday morning when there was a cow apparently roaming the highway. He reported that there might have even been one related crash. I'm looking right now at a possible crash, but I think the cow was okay. There were no injuries to the cow. The cow was rescued a short time later. The owner of the cow was on the scene, according to another tweet. Drivers then had a little bit more drama that day, where a few hours later, there was another animal stopping traffic, and it was an alligator. One lane on a bridge near the Houston suburb of Baytown was shut down because an alligator made its way to the roadway. Now, according to NBC, DFW, Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, members and officers had to place a rope around the alligator's neck before officers held it down to tape its mouth. Pretty dangerous stuff. Then the alligator was loaded into a bed of a truck and then released underneath the bridge. See ya. Get the heck out of here. Alligators are scary. So, I think alligators have the wider nose and crocodiles have the more narrow. And I think crocodiles are meaner than alligators, if I remember. Yeah, I mean, I think they're both mean because they got a lot of teeth, but I think crocodiles will go after you. I think alligators may do their own thing. I have to double check that. But it's interesting because, for those of you that have pets, you could totally understand this. People who don't have pets are like, how did this happen? Why did this happen? Really? Who would let their cow walk around? Who would let their alligator? Well, those of us that have pets, no surprise to us. Not a surprise. My animals love my house. They'll always come home. But they're animals. They don't want to be confined to a living room or to a little baby pillow. Little pillow enclosed kind of, sitting chair for dogs. They want to be out there. They want to explore. They want love. So you got a cow out there, probably sick of the bull, going, I'm going to find myself a new man, and decides to walk around. Now, also, another thing, too, is, I think I have, some of my cats are a little mentally challenged. I think some of them are reaching the age where they're starting to get some dementia. So when my husband and kids are in the hot tub, we have a hot tub in the backyard, one of the cats just is in love with my husband. And she follows my husband wherever he goes. And I think it's because the house, who we adopted her from, it was all men in the house. So she's not really a big fan of me. I mean, she'll come to me for food, and then she'll kind of look at me like, he's my man. And I'm like, you can have him. And so she'll go over to the jacuzzi, and then as she goes to the jacuzzi, she'll just fall into the pool. I mean, not sure why she just falls, and nothing caused her to trip. Then she swims, gets out of the pool, gets mad, and then she just sits there and licks off the pool water. And I just think sometimes our animals sometimes just do weird things. You know, my dog eats the cat poop. My dog will sniff other dogs' poop, inspect it. I think that's stupid. There's germs. Why are you doing that? The car's coming. I'm walking the dog. Car's coming. The dog wants to go to the car. Why would you want to go to a vehicle that's making noise, that has big wheels, that is crushing the gravel underneath it? Don't you realize? And the dog, no. I don't want to say my dog is dumb. You know, it just, I think of her 4 years, she's 4 years old. Maybe she still has a lot to learn. And some of my neighbors are a little upset because I called my dog dumb. Because, oh, what, are you stupid? I love my dog, but they do things like that. So animals will, this is kind of what animals do. That being said, I am seeing a video of a car accident that did happen on the highway. And if I could just give a warning to drivers, okay? Because I live in an area where I can't tell you how many weird things will just come across the street. There was somebody running from a cop, and I slammed on my brakes so I wouldn't hit him. I didn't know why he ran in front of my car, and then I saw a cop chase him, and I was like, okay, well, that's why he did. But, when I drive, I'm just ready for anything. And I'm not saying you have to be ready for an alligator, you have to be ready for a cow. But those people that get into accidents are the ones that take the road for granted. They're playing their music. They're searching for another song on YouTube because they don't have it on their playlist. They're switching the channel. They're talking to somebody. They're reading a text. And they're like, this is my road. My road is going to be fixed. My commute is going to be fixed. I just have to weave in and out of traffic, and I get to where I go. Nothing's fixed. It's all variables. There are variables happening all around you. And in my neck of the woods, you have a lot of people that smoke marijuana, and their driving isn't the typical predicted driving. They actually drive slower. They might not, care that the right lane exit is coming up. Me, I start to merge like a mile sometimes before the exit. I'm like, I need to get in that lane, otherwise nobody's going to let me in that lane. Many people that are relaxed, they're like, oh, you know what? This is my exit. Let me move over 3 lanes. Thank you, dude. You rock. Just be prepared. That's all I'm saying. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world. world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dolly, 1-877 DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniels working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this case, I'm completely fascinated by. I think there are so many teaching points, and there is so much we can learn. And I think a lot of eyes are on this Supreme Court case looking at this online cursing rant a kid did a few years back that ended up resulting in her suspension. And the Supreme Court is going to look at freedom of speech and if her First Amendment rights were violated for getting suspended. Now, this is a very hot topic, because people are getting fired left and right for things they put on social media, not on the job, while they're working on the job, but on their own spare time. So the case is not really cut and dry. It's a little complex. But just to recap, about 4 years ago, this 14-year-old girl, I believe, was trying for the varsity squad. Now, most 14-year-olds are freshmen. And she was only allowed to be JV. And it's because I believe the school wanted 1 year of JV before you were varsity. I think my kids had that with lacrosse. I think they don't want varsity until you've had that experience of JV. And also, you know, the kids are older. And so, you know, JV is a stepping stone. So I get that. So apparently the girl was upset. Her name is, I think, Brandy Levy. And she was upset. And she's 14. So rather than going to drugs or violence or acting out of frustrations, she curses. And what do kids do? Well, they want to be heard, but they also don't want to do anything illegal. A lot of them. So she went online to her Snapchat. Why Snapchat and not Facebook or Instagram? The young kids like Snapchat. And Snapchat, your message dissolves or automatically deletes in 24 hours. So I believe she had about 250 followers, close friends, people in school. And she was so upset with what happened that I guess that weekend she writes, I can't say it, F school. She didn't list the school. Her school was, I think, Mahonoe Area High School. But she didn't say it. She said F, the full F word, school. F softball. F cheer. F everything. Okay. The girl needs a little bit of help. You know, obviously she's hurting. Okay. But rather than going to parents, that some of them do, some of them don't. She even said in an interview, it's easier for her to go online than to talk to parents. If I had online, I had a lot of stuff bottled up I couldn't talk to my parents about. But, you know, online, yeah, I probably would have gone to that. Dangerous, but that's where kids go because they have to vent their frustration. So she also, I think, posted a picture of a middle finger or whatever. On social media, not everybody's your friends. I know I have people spying on me. I'm hearing that, you know, people are waiting to see me mess up so they could go after me. And, you know, and so, yeah, fine, have at it. But somebody decided to take a screenshot of her rant, send it to another kid. That kid's mom was on, I believe, the coaching squad. And they said, okay, this is inappropriate conduct. This violated our conduct code, and I guess our conduct code was no foul language and inappropriate gestures. So they suspended her from the squad. Family sues the school. Because this was a rant on her off time. Somebody shared it without her permission. It caused these consequences. Now she got kicked off JV squad. Now, I grew up in an age where, you know, your off time unfortunately could put you at risk. You know, if a school or if a job wants to maintain an image, yeah, I mean, if I, let's say, you know, did porn and I'm, you know, trying to work for a church, I'm probably not going to keep my job. And so we, for decades, have kind of been under the assumption that if you are representing a company, you can't be, you know, naked and drunk and passing out all over the place because people, if you're representing the company, you represent the company. And now that we have cameras and people videotaping, if you make a comment that's not politically correct, that could also apparently reflect onto the company in this day and age, which is why so many people are losing their jobs. So this case has now made it to the Supreme Court where the attorney and family want to know if somebody is saying F this on their own time, do these other entities even have a say and can mess with your life? So, up for discussion. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, I've talked about cursing a lot on the show. I cursed a lot growing up. And I think one of the reasons is that I grew up with some pretty strict parents, and there were belts, and I had to switch schools multiple times because the parents kept moving, and I was a frustrated kid. But rather than going to sex and drugs and alcohol or violence, I would curse. Curse was my outlet. I got in trouble for cursing at school all the time. But it was an outlet for me. Now, I'm not saying, you know, that you could go online and start cussing somebody out and start listing people and trying to you know, trying to libel them, or slander them in terms of saying you can't do that. You can't say, oh, that taco shop sucks and they have, you know, rats, and now that's defamation. And you know, you can't just say anything about somebody, ruin their business. There will be lawsuits. But you know, social media now is part of our lives, which, by the way, we probably should limit. And what people do is now being held against. You always have enemies. And kids need to learn that nothing is private. But swearing was never always swearing. You know, it's interesting. I wrote a little piece on the science of swearing. And the definition of a curse word, according to a lot of dictionaries, is profane or obscene. Now, profane comes from the Latin root profanus, which is unholy. And the Oxford Dictionary defines profane as not related to that which is sacred or religious, secular, not respectful of religious practice. Well, my problem is when I go outside and I step in some dog poop and I call it the S word, you know, my husband's like, what's wrong with you? Why are you washing off your shoe? Well, because I just stepped in some blank. There's no religion involved in that. I'm not bringing up the Lord. I'm not bringing up the Bible. I'm talking about poop. And I use that word for that. Obscene alludes to terms of a sexual nature. Again, if I step in dog poop, there's nothing that's supposed to be obscene about that. So I changed the definition of swear, curse word. I say that it is a word that society deems to be off color, not appropriate in public and professional settings, a word that has plenty of other socially acceptable alternatives used during anger, excitement, or awe. Isn't that that's a good definition. I wrote that myself. So when was the first curse word spoken? Oh my gosh. I think in caveman days. There is no way that if a caveman dropped a rock, right, or banged his head in the cave, he said he used the typical vernacular. I'm sure there was a form of vernacular that was developed. I doubt they only used grammatically acceptable words and phrases during accidents. And the S word actually comes from England, Old England, and it's skeet, and it means purging or diarrhea. So when somebody's using the S word, they're actually talking about excrement, which is kind of what I use it for. I'm not saying anything that's anti-biblical. Then the F word comes from Germanic origin, relates Dutch, German, Swedish words for strike and to move back and forth. The F word does take it to another level because the F word was used in terms of sex, but people have used it for a whole variety of things. The word ass, like a donkey, came from the word arse, used in the 11th century when referring to an animal's anatomy. So when somebody says move your, you know, they're talking about anatomy. And that wasn't a bad anatomy. That wasn't really considered genitalia, but that's where it came from. The B word represented a female dog. By the 1400s, they actually used the B word towards women. But that which I don't like. So why do we curse? Well, we want to express ourselves, and the words are easy to say. But we curse because they're not words in our normal vernacular. They incite an emotion. So if we were to legalize some of these words, we're just going to find new words. And I have a whole list of fake cuss words if you need. But it'll be interesting to see what happens with this case of the 14-year-old, because she was only 14 at the time, and you know what she said? She said she was frustrated. That's what kids do. I'd rather they curse than other things. 1-877-DOCTOR.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Five people are dead following a 13-hour police standoff in Boone, North Carolina. Watauga County authorities saying two deputies died in the shooting in a day-long standoff that carried into the night. Sheriff Len Hageman confirmed the suspect and their mother and stepfather have also died. The suspects' names have not yet been released. The Bidens are headed to Georgia to mark the president's first 100 days in office. The president and First Lady Jill Biden will visit with former President Jimmy Carter and former First Lady Rosalynn Carter in Plains. They will then host one of Biden's patented car rallies in Duluth this evening. Biden making the trip to the state after Major League Baseball pulled the menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars may soon be a thing of the past. The FDA looking to ban the products in an effort aimed at preventing youth from smoking and to save lives. This is USA Radio News. A police department is asking the Department of Justice to intervene.
The mayor of Columbus, Ohio, has requested a federal probe into the city's police department. Mayor Andrew Ginther and city attorney Zach Klein sent a letter to the Justice Department asking for an investigation into the practices of the department. Following a series of incidents like the death of 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant and the department's handling of last summer's protests after the death of George Floyd, which drew heavy criticism for the department. In the letter, Ginther and Klein asked the DOJ to engage in a review of Columbus's police operations, identifying any and all racial biases in policing efforts, and coordinate solutions for reform. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Republican governors of Arizona, Oklahoma, Montana, and Idaho all signed pro-life legislation into law this week. The bills included bans on abortion over a diagnosis of genetic abnormalities, as well as heartbeat bills, which ban abortion after a baby's heartbeat can be detected. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we had made a lot of progress in prior to the pandemic. We were cutting back on smoking. We were starting to fight the opioid epidemic. Not to the degree that we needed to. We really need to stop the drug cartels and the illegal drugs coming in. I don't think the average prescription a doctor does is the true cause of our pandemic, but it's one of the things that we made some progress on. Got people exercising more. Even kind of turned people away from fast food. I didn't want to hurt the fast food industry, but I think we kind of shed some light that, guys, you got to cook your meals. You got to eat some fresher food. You need to get some good vegetables and vitamins in. And so prior to the pandemic, we kind of made those moves. Had started to increase some access for addiction and, embracing, you know, people's successes and touting their successes. And we really kind of were on a roll prior to COVID. After that, Once people start to say, oh, we need to lock down, and all the BS that ended up happening, well, people who wanted to go to their support groups couldn't. People started to drink more. They were home. People started to smoke more. And people gained weight. Excuse me, they ate more. And with the concept of restaurants being closed, people got sick of cooking. I cooked a lot. Kids liked some of it. Maybe didn't like all of it. Can we have McDonald's? So yeah, I started buying McDonald's again. I have gone months without going to McDonald's. And again, McDonald's is one of my favorite fast food places. But I was like, we're eating healthy, guys. This is what we're doing. This is pre-pandemic. Then, it's like, well, I need to go where there's a drive-thru. I need to go where, you know, I could grab a quick burger. I don't have time to cook because I was still working. Well, McDonald's, apparently, their revenue has topped pre-pandemic levels. Now, they say it's fueled by the strong U.S. recovery, but I say it's because they were open during the pandemic. Yeah, people might not have walked into their store, but man, the line was out the gate. During the pandemic and lockdowns, the fast food line, and people weren't upset about the fast food line. They wanted to get out of the house. They were happy to be in a fast food line. So they say McDonald's on Thursday beat Wall Street's estimates for its quarterly earnings. Net sales topped pre-pandemic levels. They say on the heels of the strong performance, the fast food giant raised its outlook for system-wide sales growth. Shares rose less than 1% in early trading. I believe they have made about $5.12 billion, I guess. That's their revenue. Oh, that's their revenue expected. Earnings per share, $1.92. And so they have a pretty, they, with sales and all that, it jumped about 13.6%. Now, they did have a drop, you know, as everybody else did in early COVID. But I think people started to rethink this idea of, okay, well, I need to eat better. I need to do this better. I need to do this better. We were in a pandemic. I mean, we still are, but we were under the impression that this virus could take any of us out. You think somebody's going to stop and go, you know what, let me cut my calories. Now, I actually lost weight early on in the pandemic because I'm like, oh, man, I better work out here. I knew where things would go wrong. The problem is my job went to a very sedentary job where I was seeing patients for hours on the computer, so I'm not moving like I used to. So when I'm not moving around, I'm going to meetings and I'm going here and there, same thing with my show. My show is a three-hour show. I'm sitting for 3 hours. So the more you sit, the more your metabolism slows. Now, they say what really seemed to help McDonald's was the spicy chicken McNuggets and the crispy chicken sandwich. So some people are moving towards chicken, which then kind of brings us to, well, what's going on with Biden and the burger? So there's been a lot of controversy over if President Biden wants us to cut our meat consumption. And so let me see if I could pull up if we have an actual quote. I don't think we have a quote. I think his climate requirements will be to cut red meat from our diet. I don't have his exact quote on where that came from. They said he never mentioned red meat. He does want to decrease greenhouse gas emissions by 50%, down to 52% by 2030. But there has been a lot of discussion that the meat is going to come next. Now, again, I mean, I don't watch every one of his speeches, but remember, we have a very, very testy population right now because they want to see the writing on the wall. Well, it depends on who is running the whole climate change process. Right. Ocasio-Cortez has been very, very open about cutting meat in the diet. And mind you, as a doctor, I can't disagree. I think eating meat with every single meal is not the healthiest. You guys are having, I know you're having bacon and sausage with your breakfast. At lunch, you're having a burger or chicken sandwich. And then at dinner, you're having meatloaf. Or that's meat three times a day. That, can't you substitute a meal or two with like a salad? Hey, I'm doing the same thing. No, but we feel like we need meat. Now, we feel like, you know, we need meat. And we do. We eat a lot of meat. One of the reasons why our meat consumption came up is because we figured out that cutting carbs helps us lose weight. In the 90s, when the Atkins diet became popular, and people were told, look, cut the carbs. And try protein. A high protein diet. Well, high protein isn't all that healthy. Some people notice their cholesterol originally drop, but you are still eating fatty meats. Cheeses. I think I was out to dinner with my brother, and he had steak with American cheese on it. I'm like, what the heck are you doing? He's like, I'm on a diet. And so people went to meat to compensate for the lack of bread. And then people start to moderate a little bit, become more moderate with it. South Beach diet, Mediterranean diet. And so as a doctor, if I'm going to tell you the healthiest diet, it's to have a lot of vegetables, some healthy, complex grains, so you can poop. You need to be able to poop, so you need fiber. Some fish, and lean meat. But the majority of your diet, vegetables. Do I have the majority of my diet vegetables? No, still meat. But I've cut carbs a lot. I've cut carbs a lot. So the verbiage of cutting 90% of red meat from our diet, holding Americans to a max of 4 pounds a year, one burger per month. Now, I don't know if this came from the Department of Agriculture or where this came from, but I wouldn't be surprised if meat consumption is going to be on the cutting block. One is you're going to have a lot of doctors, and don't get mad at me, but you're going to have a lot of doctors say, guys, it's healthier. Because remember, look at what happened with COVID. The majority of people who were having issues with COVID were obese. So if we want you to lose weight, we're going to be, you know, promoting more plant-based diet. But in terms of emissions, now everything's all about the cow. And they say these cows are belching and farting and messing with our air. I think we're having issues with emissions because we have more people. I mean, we have more people, and we have cars, and we have carbon footprints, and we have, and, you know, I don't really think so much it's my burger versus salad choice, but I think the earth, through thousands and thousands of years, does change a little bit. Seasons change. Lengths of seasons change. Animals become extinct. New species are born. Look at COVID. We tried to do everything possible, right? Man works, God laughs. We tried to do everything possible. COVID made their own new strains. Nature will win, which is why I think the climate is changing, but because of another power. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So there's a little bit of panic on both sides. One side is a little nervous that the CDC has reported that millions of people have not gotten their second vaccine. We still have millions of people not going to get their vaccine and vaccine hesitancy. The other side is a little nervous because they want to know what the government's going to do. Is the government going to force certain restrictions or requirements to force people to get their vaccine? And I think what everybody needs to do is just take a deep breath, all right? And we could take a deep breath. We have some time. Take a deep breath first, all right? I look at the glasses half full. Fantastic job, health departments. Fantastic local health departments. I've said this many, many times. Because, honestly, right, we had a population that most of them didn't want their yearly flu shot. Most of them weren't excited about getting a vaccine. So to get to the numbers that we've gotten to, good job all the way around. All right, so let's just stop and look at some of the success. Well done. All right, but I think they need to really consult doctors. Public officials need to probably consult doctors a little bit more, especially those of us who have had private practices, because we understand the psychology of people. This doesn't surprise me in the least. The only surprise is how good the number is. I mean, in terms of people got in the vaccine. That I was amazed at how many people were enthusiastic about it. I mean, that. But overall, this is no surprise because the average patient goes through cycles. I've done it too. I hear a friend of mine has cancer. All of a sudden, I'm like, okay, I got to go in and get checked. Do everything, doctor. Just check everything, whatever. Then I get complacent. Then a year later, I get nervous about something, and then I get complacent. That's kind of how people are. Now, you have some people. They'll be in the doctor every week, doctor's office. You'll have some people that will avoid seeing their healthcare professional for years. But the average person cycles. So, if you are a very seasoned public health official, you know this. You understand this. And you understand there's a peak and a trough. So what happened last year? Last year, people saw the pictures of the hospitals. They saw their grandmother die of COVID. They were scared. They were like, we need the vaccine. And I remember I had said, you know, it'd be great if we have the vaccine all at once for everybody, because as it trickles through time, we're going to start to lose some of the momentum and the enthusiasm. But, you know, they can only make as much of the vaccine as they could. But people were scared. They were scared out of their minds. So you had this big push that when it did come, they got it. Then you also had employers that mandated, and many people were like, look, I don't want to lose my job. I'll take it. But if you remember, we still had a certain level of the population that really, they don't like things getting stuck. I had patients that would never do a blood test, ever. I'm like, I need to check your cholesterol. They're like, no needles. Got a lot of people out there, no needles. Well, the shot is a needle. Until there's a nasal spray or some other means or a patch they could put on, which, by the way, has little needles, you know, these people, they aren't going to get a needle. So when you see all these headlines about millions of Americans skipping their second dose, they went for one, but they didn't get their second dose. Okay, what really is going to happen? What's going to play out? Okay, well, again, you have to understand patient psychology. Right? One of the reasons why people skip their second dose was because, one is, they really weren't enthusiastic about getting the vaccine as it is. So dragging them there to get their first shot was already a huge act of Congress. And so, again, a success. To get them to go twice, some of us are really pushing our luck. But we were able to get people to go at least once. A lot of people to go at least once. Okay, so if only 8% skip their second shot, that's way better. I expected 50% to skip their second shot. So again, kudos to the health department. So well done. But many of them might be doing it because they really felt bad. Or they think they already, like we had a listener said, I already had COVID and the shot. Can't that be enough? So you have some people that go, look, you know what? I'm kind of over this COVID thing. I'll take my chances. Then you have people that I don't think it's so much the fear of the Johnson & Johnson, because as I said, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is moot. That was a different vaccine. We're talking about Pfizer, Moderna, whatever happened with Johnson & Johnson shouldn't necessarily affect, even though people were talking about side effects. So what happens if you don't get your second shot? Well, that first shot, according to Pfizer and Moderna, are about 80% effective. You know, Israel had said that sometimes after the first shot, there was some, like, 90% efficacy. So I think you will have some protection. It's just, I think it's going to be short-lived. So I think those that got the one shot, because it hasn't been proven to do a nice, life, you know, long immunity, you know, it had to be two. If Pfizer and Moderna could have gotten away with one shot, they would have. It would have saved them money. It would have, you know, I know people think it's two shots to make more money. I don't believe that. I think they just couldn't get the data they needed with that one shot. In fact, I think with Pfizer, it was in the 50s, the 50th percentile. Moderna might have had the 80th percentile. But then in real life, they noticed that there might have been some more protection. But so if you don't get that second shot, I mean, I look at it as you already went to the first, you know, getting that second kind of completes it. So I think you are more vulnerable. So then what is the government going to do? That's what people want to know. All right? You know, I mean, we know that your immunity might not be as good with just one shot and to get the second. But what happens if we, by the summer, still have millions of Americans that won't get the shot? So what do I predict? Well, I think it's going to depend on what is happening with COVID. By the summer, we're going to have a lot of new factors. If what's happening in India does start to translate to other countries, and we see, in addition to Brazil and India and Germany and these other countries consumed by COVID, and we start to see cases go up, I think you're going to start seeing the government get a little bit more pushy. If we notice that America, despite, you know, easing up on travel, easing up on, you know, immigration, easing up on everything, still looking like they're doing pretty well, I think they're going to lay off some of the travel mandates, employer mandates, and some of these other mandates. Do I think we're going to see cases rise? I do. And I think that the government does not want to take a chance. They aren't going to wait till the summer, because I think public health experts are a little nervous about what's going on. And so, and as New York starts to open up, and California open up, if at all their hospitals become overwhelmed, it's going to be back on us. It's always back on us. So do I predict that they're going to force you to have a vaccine to travel? At this point, this month, no. Even the Biden administration said he's not into it right now. But right now, if cases climb, people are coming in and they're having it, or we start to see our kids get more affected. We just heard about, you know, a kid dying in Hawaii, kids being hospitalized in Michigan. As we see the younger population, we might see more restrictions. But then again, look at the peak and trough. Look at the cycle of human, human fear. If younger individuals are now starting to go to the hospitals, right, or people who are obese, or people who might have had mild COVID are now back in the hospital, we're going to be starting to get all this new data that people can get COVID twice, or people can get COVID if they've only had one shot. Now, we do need to be very, very careful, and the government has to be very strategic with their approach, because if they do at all insinuate that they're going to not allow you to have your constitutional rights or liberties, I'm already hearing that people are filling out their own cards. There's people that could forge the handwriting. It's always a different person giving the shot, and then they can make their extra stickers. So people are, from what I'm hearing, already manipulating their vaccine cards. So the government has to be very careful, because, you know, mandates will unfortunately start to brew a little bit more of a bootleg market. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.